With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Hello, you're watching South Connect. This segment brings all the latest news and updates from the states of South. Let's go first to the state of Andhra Pradesh. A group of six drunk youth from Hyderabad assaulted a forest officer in Kurnool district of Andhra Pradesh late Tuesday night. Besides slapping and thrashing him, they forced the officer to touch the feet of one of them to be forgiven. Later, they dragged him by his neck to their car and pushed him in. According to the officials, the youth stopped their car near the office, the forest office, and started boozing. Swarup, who was on duty, told them that boozing in forest is banned. He also asked them to furnish their identity. The youths started manhandling him, using filthy language like, "How dare you question the son of the MLC," they thundered. The next news is from the state of Telangana. Chandrasekhar Rao, CM Chandrasekhar Rao, launched the ambitious Raitu Bimar program of the state government, extending 5 lakh insurance to farmers and government-subsidized bank loans of up to 80,000 for self-employment of backward classes. Rao took pride in the fact that the government had brought political stability to the state amid attempts to create disturbances on a daily basis. The government gave a clean administration devoid of political corruption. The next news is from the state of Karnataka. Rains throughout the week in the coastal and Malnad region of Karnataka has led to loss of life as well as destruction of property. Deaths have been reported from various sections of the state. Heavy rains continue to affect normal life in several parts and recorded the highest rainfall it received is 221.5 mm of rain in the last 24 hours. The next state is the state of Kerala. Kerala Chief Minister Vijayan on Wednesday wrote to his counterpart in Tamil Nadu and sought his intervention in regulating water level at Mullaperia Dam at 135 feet from permissible of 142 feet. Kerala has been battered by unabated rain that has led to heavy flooding and landslides. At least 87 people have died in the state so far, even as a red alert has been sounded in 12 of the 14 districts. Water from Mullaperia flows down to Idukki Reservoir, which is already brimming, with a storage of 2,397 feet against its maximum capacity of 2,403 feet. The next state is the state of Tamil Nadu. The four-day Global Expo and Summit Vibrant Tamil Nadu Food Edition 2018, organized by the Tamil Nadu Chamber Foundation to showcase the state's potential in the food sector, came to an end on Wednesday. Apart from around 600 foreign delegates, the organizers said that the 180 stalls set up at the expo witnessed a footfall of around 12,000 during the 4 days of the expo. The expo took place from 12th of August to 15th of August. On the last day of the expo, an attempt to create a world record by making 1,000 kg of bean salad with a variety of lentils that was made. That's all for today's In South Connect. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.